What's up, guys? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Sabrina.
And today is Ghost Story. This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
So today we're just gonna go to ghost stories, lah.
Yeah.
So we haven't encountered any new ghosts recently, but we just felt like, you know what? Let me just talk about ghost stories. So this is how it's gonna go. So like we're gonna read some ghost stories, and we're gonna make up some ghost stories, and we're just gonna try to just talk about ghosts for the next 20 minutes.
We just wanna get you scared.
Yes. Or annoyed, or just listen to it, lah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it cannot be any more annoying than
the one that they went to Pasir Ris Park,
and
then the orbs,
the monkey, yeah.
The orbs.
I mean, it's not annoying. That one. It's just comical.
Comical. The orbs. the
potato chip. Huh? Right. The monkeys.
Aurora. Kau tahu Aurora actually fucking hard to see. I know two people who went to Iceland this year and never see the Aurora.
It's season, is it?
Ada sometimes cloudy, sometimes like weather.
My friend is an stewardess. Mm-hmm. She saw the Aurora
airplane.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sick.
Oh my god, and I really want to see that, sir.
Okay.
New Zealand.
They're the two. One is Northern Light, one is Southern Light. So the Northern Light is Norway, lah.
Uh-huh.
Norway, and then Iceland. Iceland. Then New Zealand also have Southern Lights.
Speaking about Iceland, right? Yeah. You must go see glacier hiking. Lawa gila. Later you go TikTok, you'll fall through like a rabbit hole, sir. Glacier hiking.
Seram sel.
Tak, dia punya glacier caves. Lawa gila. Oh, what is this? Like nothing you'll ever imagine.
Seram sebab macam like
takut pecah.
Kau mati lah. Not mati. Confirm you fall for anyway, you die lah. But like
you don't want to get like stuck in the cave with ice.
I mean, you just fall into that.
Fall into what?
A hole of ice. Because like when you step, because it's ice, right?
Yeah, but it's like solid ice.
If I track on mountain, like it's a mountain, bro. Mountain's not gonna melt.
No, this one also same. It's like solid ice. It's not like the lake, the frozen lake. That one's scary, sir.
So glaciers lah.
Yeah, dude, really, sir. Later I show you on TikTok.
Slippery.
Wear proper
boots.
Confirm
slippery.
Wear proper boots.
Kena the spike lah. Kena the spike, sir.
I don't know. Okay.
Can I play the harder song?
Ready?
There got no song.
Got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Are You Afraid of Dark? Part 7, I think.
Is it? Okay. So, I'm going to read this one out of a Reddit post. And it's for all the NS men out there. Okay? Ready? You off your light first, ah? Now that you listen to this in camp for ultimate effect. By the Cow Unicorn, 2 years ago. Had an experience doing guard duty at Nisun camp. Jangan, like too loud. Had an experience doing guard duty at Nisun camp. While out prowling at 2:30 a.m, my buddy and I were doing our usual route. If memory serves me right, this was already our third and last cycle of the night. First two cycles went by eventfully, as it was done in the late afternoon and earlier part of the night. So for this 2:30 a.m. round, we were feeling exceptionally hot and humid, but shrugged it off as just typical Singapore weather. Went through the medical corps building and through their training field, slowly but surely getting drenched in sweat. This is a beautiful karangan, Zian. Then, we turned up to walk towards the life range. For us to reach the life range, we had to go up and down a really long slope. If you drive along SLE, you actually see this stretch of road. At the top of the slope, it actually hit me that this area is usually pretty breezy as it's beside the highway. And also, usually you hear insects doing their mating calls. But at that point, the air was quite still, no breeze. No insects mating as well. Again, I shrugged it off as just the weather being too hot for even insects to want to reproduce. And he is so fixated on the mating insects. We proceeded down the slope to the gates of the range where there's a scan point. We clocked our checkpoint and turned back towards the slope. So far, so good, except for the humidity. Also, with it being 2:30 a.m. in the morning and it being our third prowl of the night, my buddy and I weren't really chatting. As we hit the bottom of the slope, I felt something tickle the back of my neck. Thinking it was possibly a beetle or a cockroach, I swiped it off and said, "Oh, fuck off." The moment I said that, I heard a cackling laugh in the treetops over my left shoulder. Every hair on my person just stood there, but I tried. Sorry. Every hair on me just stood, but I tried lying to myself that it's a bird, it's a bird, it's a bird. It didn't sound like a bird, but that was the best I could do to convince myself nothing was off. I initially thought I was the only one that was bothered by it, till my buddy said, "That was unsettling." My buddy was this super gung-ho fella, really into commando stuff, and he never hit me as one who believed in supernatural situations. But I could see he was actually really bothered by this laugh. Bothered by this, so I couldn't really reply. And a couple of seconds later, he asked if I was okay to start running. Well, let's just say we completed a 2-hour prowl route in 40 minutes. Being dumb cadets, we actually still proceeded to check in at every checkpoint because we didn't want to get into trouble. But we did it at pretty much full sprint, point to point.
So did they see the ghost?
No, they heard the. They heard you. They heard you. Hey, but scary, yeah. My dad got a similar story to this one. You in NS never kena kacau?
I wasn't late enough. I stayed out.
BMT?
BMT aku every day go 5 o'clock. Best E mah.
Budak gems.
Fuck off. Budak odds.
Yes. NS, so you NS, you never encounter anything?
Nothing. Just spooky vibes because the place old as fuck.
You never went to Tekong? Dark.
Never. I never go to Tekong before.
Tekong quite creepy actually. But I've only ever been to the assembly area. You've never been to Tekong at all?
At all?
You boys, yeah?
Wow.
What?
I tell your son go NS, yeah, I send. I send.
Okay, sure. Got 2 tickets, right? Huh? 2 tickets, right?
I don't know, sir.
Your son lah go NS. NS got a lot. I hear a lot of funny story. I tell you one more story again. But sure. This one don't need ghost story. It's like short. Why is that all scary, sir? What the hell was that, sir?
But if I were to see a ghost, I don't know what to do, sir. Like, let's chill, I guess.
I think you would freeze.
Freeze and faint and then just
No, you won't faint lah. You'll just macam what
freeze,
the hell?
Yeah. Fuck lah. Scared sah. But as I get older, no, you know, you, okay, you know what has been not say constantly repeating in my mind. Like, a comment that I found so annoying.
What?
Is that remember you went let's not say names lah. But remember you went for a night walk with a group of people before?
Yeah.
Then they say that, oh, at night where got bird?
Ah, yeah.
Fuck off. Like, my house got a lot of birds, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
there are night birds, but there are nocturnal birds.
Yeah. No, there's just birds in general, lah, bro.
Yeah.
Like, my house, like, there are a lot of birds in my house, like miners, crows, parakeet, all that shit, lah.
Yeah.
Like, to the point that if I do a Zoom, right, they will ask me, apa yang bising sangat, Sel?
Oh, your house got exceptionally a lot of birds.
Yeah, exceptionally a lot of birds.
Because got the hill, right?
Got the hill, then after that, in front, got a lot of birds. So, the car park, my car park, got a lot of birds. Like, in the minors, lah. It's all minors, lah. So, not minors as in, like, young girls, lah. But, like, minors as in...
Minors.
So, every time at night, if someone, like, rev the engine a bit too loud or rev their exhaust a bit too loud, then the birds will just, like, chirp,
lah.
Fly one, or They just fly one around. They wake up, then they start. They are startled. Then they fly one around.
They are startled.
Startled. Yeah. So like fuck, bro. At night got bird. Relax. Calm the fuck down. Confirm got bird.
Yeah.
At night got duck. Maybe don't have. Your place don't have duck lah.
Oh, it reminded me of two stories already, sayo.
So the duck thing quite. Oh yeah. The duck. But sometimes I quite tempted to fucking look up, bro.
When?
Cause sometimes I encountered one time I was at East Coast Park. Sometime back, sir. So was
the one you see the makcik sitting at the chair or?
No, that that's Mount Park.
Oh,
okay. I don't think she's a ghost lah, but she's probably a ghost lah. But
maybe just a demented lady.
For sure.
Yeah.
We go cycling. We ran the bike at East Coast Park. 3 a.m. 3:30, 4 a.m. It's a very.
Alamak.
Why, man?
Stress, Asya. I'm getting married soon. Then I'm looking for a house. All that stressful lah.
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why you both so stressed?
Cannot get house lah, sir.
Cannot get house up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin or Property Win lah on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy,
yeah? Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 88-77-50-50.
Yes, yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay.
88-77-50-50.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast.
Positive activity.
Oh, just wait.
I
don't know what you're looking for.
Macam kalau kau minum party or macam DJ dan apa cakap DJ?
Just a very chill.
It's just a nice activity,
clean,
like clean PG, activity with my friends lah. We go chalet. Then after that we went night cycling from East Coast Park to Marina Bay. So we need to rent the bike mah. So we rented the bikes. Then after that, I remember we made one round. So we came back at about maybe 3:30, 4. Then when we were sitting down under the, like outside the shop, then on top got like quack. Then after that got like the chicken, like the rooster, the cuckoo and whatever not.
Quack ah?
Quack. Like ducks ah.
Obviously a duck ah.
Confirm.
They confirm momo ah, that one right?
I very tempted to look up, but then like I don't.
Do ducks? Are ducks awake at night?
No, but ducks awake at night lah. Are there ducks in the tree?
No.
That's what I think lah. But let's just Google.
Ducks can be very active at night. Do ducks? They are semi nocturnal. So I think they are like us. But no, I don't think they. Do ducks stay in trees? But was it loud or soft?
Nah, man, duck, nah, like proper loud duck, bro.
Oh no, but they always say right.
If duck, loud, then it's far.
Yeah, if it's soft, then it's near. So speaking of a duck, have you ever seen a duck with a red beak in Singapore? A black duck with a red beak?
No.
Right, I don't think I've seen also.
Right? Speaking about ducks too, I went to the zoo recently.
Uh huh.
Remember?
Yep. I hate it. I hate your zoo adventure.
So I went to the Fragile Forest. Mm-hmm. Fragile Forest in the zoo is, so it starts with a fucking butterfly enclosure shit first. And after that it's,
it starts with that.
Yeah, yeah. Then after yeah. that is the got like nice like sitting ducks, got some sloth.
So cute.
Then got the I like to move it with Madagascar and show then the black and white one. Tak lah, sial. Oh, the
white one. Oh, that
macam
weasel gitu eh. Meerkat.
That raccoon looking, not raccoon looking stuff. Then got big bats, bro. Big bats.
How big?
Big like your torso.
Oh, that's big, man. That's a big bat.
It's a fucking big bat, bro.
You how
I think you put out your hand. Two hand lah. I think yeah.
Is the size of me?
Of with you without legs.
No. That's me a snake with stick.
My name is Jedi, no hand. No arms, no limbs, no problem.
No problem.
No, but he got nugget.
He got nugget.
Yeah, bro, what the fuck? The bat is the size of you, Shell.
Is it on the floor? Or at the ceiling?
No lah, bodoh. It's like macam on the tree lah, hanging. Then they fly one round. Then they fly one more round.
Like the size of an eagle lah.
Okay, maybe slightly smaller bit. Like, it's okay. You know if you can resize stuff.
Wait, did you see it asleep or was it?
No, man, it was awake? Fucking alive, bro. It's scary. So it's a Fragile Forest. Like my.
It's not just like tengah macam gini.
Ada yang gini upside down. Ada one that is actively flying around. Bars.
Yee, what is? Big.
Big, bro, big.
It's a 1-year-old kid ah, the size of that ah, like a baby ah.
Like, tak, macam kau legit.
No, that's weird.
Syukur.
It's like this. It's the chair.
Eh, kira the chair besar, sial.
The chair big ah.
The chair big, sial. You smaller, budu. the chair big, sial.
The monitor standing up. Monitor. About there.
Yeah.
Like this pillow.
Yeah. But like got wingspan, you know, right?
It's like a cat.
No, but got wingspan.
Shit, man, that's big, sir.
Yeah, so then when got the sloth, then got like yeah, you should go, but fucking scary.
I don't.
No, but it's an experience, bro.
I don't really like the zoo, you know.
No way. I got no. Keep on relax, yourself.
Okay, what?
Then like got the duck, got the sitting duck. So it looks like porcelain duck. You know, like you wow. Sometimes you go people house, then they got the duck.
Yeah. Is that white duck that's always on one leg?
No, your head, bro. It's the brown duck with the green color head.
Yep. The regular ducks.
The regular ducks.
Huh? Yeah. On water or he walking?
Walking around. Then got the monkey yang the kepala.
Oh, the thick nose.
No, but the kepala orange. But the Fragile Forest, I would highly recommend. It's scary as fuck.
I can't. Are the lizards in the Fragile Forest?
No.
What is it called, a Fragile Forest?
I think.
Or are they all preys?
I got chance, but in my head, it was all of them are endangered.
A what?
Endangered.
Oh.
Macam fragile, macam boleh mati anytime. Ooh. Yeah, but the sloth was cool as shit, bro.
I don't think butterflies are endangered, man.
Yeah, but that's not. But yeah, later we just Google. But what? Yeah, they're ducks, huh? So it wasn't as scary as the first time I went. But to be fair, the first time I went, I was 18. I was still extremely scared of... yeah, but butterfly. Yeah. But it's not... I still scared. I was still get macam terkejut lah. But I can walk in it.
Yeah, you're very stiff as you are walking.
Yeah. I get very startled.
Startled. What's up with you and startled?
Startled.
Anyway.
Yeah, go.
So...
Hey, kau boleh dim sikit?
Boleh.
Panas je.
The black, oh, that's quite scary, sir.
Jangan lah, on. Okay.
The black duck, right?
Quack. Mata hitam, mata merah.
No.
Quack.
The
quack.
The beak is red. So my brother got one time he was out clubbing and then he came home at about 3-4 a.m. And then under the block, he was going home, and then he heard a loud thud. Just like, thup. And then he turned around wise, and he saw a black duck with a red beak behind him, as if it fell onto the pavement under the block.
Sorry. So he was, this is HDB.
My house. My current house. So... he came home from the club 4 a.m. maybe.
That's and why.
Then, yeah. So he's like, then he heard a loud thud, just like
tuk tuk.
Yeah.
Quack.
No sound, no nothing. But when he turned around, it was a black duck with a red beak.
Besar.
He said like the size of a regular bird.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's it. And then he left. He went home and cepat-cepat.
But is it a real? Was it alive?
It was walking. It was a duck. It was a real duck.
Okay, let's Google if got black duck with red beak.
I think I've Googled before and there was, but black duck with red beak.
How you spell beak? Beak.
B-E-A-K.
Oh, ada lah.
Yeah. It's like this. I think it's more like that. Like black. Yeah. But then he said the red was red. Like this one is like orange.
But at night. And then like.
It's like this.
It will look red as fuck. Lah.
Oh, and it's shit. Weird. They said at HDB in Woodlands. Yeah. So there's one. And then another one that my brother saw, right, is kat NS. So in NS, he was at Tekong. And then he was doing like his, I don't know lah, morning runs or whatever that you guys have to do in the morning. And then there's like a pond nearby. So he went, he had to run past the pond. And he saw a family of three. Like an old man and two children fishing.
Hmm.
Is that weird? Tekong shouldn't have, right?
Yeah.
And then he said like they looked old, as in macam kampung-kampung style.
Oh, damn.
Like tak pakai baju and then fishing in like sarung, that kind.
Damn.
Yeah. But then he just like brushed it off. Shit. And then when he passed by there again, they were not there anymore.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Like so why are all these ghosts still around? They just bought.
I don't know, man. I think this one maybe is they're more just like living. Bunyan, is it? Like
perhaps.
Termasuk our diamond.
Oh, we termasuk the element. What's the latest ghost story? Did you watch the DMM or the?
No, I didn't.
DKK or
KK? DKK is darah keturunan, bukan itu lain. It's not DKK. KNN. KKN. KKN. KKK. KKN. No, I didn't watch it. So I scared. I don't like. What to me the scariest ghost stories are Thai. And
no,
the Indonesian.
KKN. KKN is
the dancer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
Fuck, I that thing repeat in my head like I think half a year, bro.
I cannot watch, guys. I cannot watch. I know I cannot watch. I confirm cannot.
No, tapi macam like it's a good show.
I cannot always. I scared. But I watched this one stupid ghost story that time. It was just playing in some house. Everyone kena sampuk.
Huh?
Like the whole movie, everyone. There was a point of time there was like 20 ghosts. That's stupid.
There's a few ghost stories that came out recently, but my fiance don't like ghost stories, so I will never watch it.
Oh, I like to watch the UXM and the True Horror Story POV.
This okay, like 2 jam 4 minutes.
20, yeah, not 30, 40 minutes also.
Oh,
have,
shit.
It's quite long. Actually, very entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. Production for sure. Fucking high, right?
Hi. The True Horror Story POV also getting better and better.
But dorang, I really like it. I really like it.
Yeah.
It's good. Tapi those type of stuff, when I watch, I like to watch on TV.
Ah, same.
Tapi dorang ni is portrait, kan?
Yang
True Horror POV.
True Horror is portrait, eh?
Tak salah aku portrait lah.
Sama, I like tengah tak ingat lah. It was portrait, but now, yeah, portrait lah.
Yeah, but to be fair, fuck, a lot of people watch on the phone lah. So it's smart lah.
UXM punya for sure is horizontal.
It's landscape lah.
Yeah, True Horror Stories POV. No, because they did a new tactic now. Cool. So now they do like no, it's landscape ready.
Oh, nice. I haven't watched them since Raya. Raya was the last time I watched them.
Oh, you should watch it again because now they are in our this is our office.
What the fuck?
Definitely Horizons, any.
What the fuck? But yeah, that ends part one, man.
Yes.
Part one, man.
Tell you another story.
I'll see you in part two.
Bye.
Da-da-da-da. Yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because like all of us are moving to into stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
You want to
buy your new house,
buy your first house,
buy your first house. Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect, perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win lah.
Yes. And so, how do you always used to say it, always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
In just in case you forgot.
Just in case,
just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case.
8775050.
8877 5050.
Yes, so like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy. Just ask him, for example, like simple questions or so. How to apply for BTO.
Simple questions, how to apply for BTO, how much is the down payment, what is the grants,
what do you mean by minimal cash,
what to look for when you're looking for a house,
I bet all of these questions, I think
do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk.
If my nenek...
It will take some time.
Yeah, so real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well.
Yes.
So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye. Bye.